This is a commutation phase one hearing for James A. Smith, ADC number 303313. He's currently serving one sentence, and that is for molestation of a child. He received 10 years and he's requesting a reduction of 5.5 years. And he has an absolute discharge listed as being in September 6, 2023. And if this was granted to him, if his request was granted, then he would be released on December 17, 2018. The offense itself, according to information provided to the board, was January 31, 2015, when a family contacted the police department to report their four-year-old daughter had been molested by her stepfather while babysitting. He had her to rub his penis, and the grandmother and wife of the defendant arranged a phone call with police officers listening, and he admitted that he had been involved in that situation. The defendant discussed his relationship with her, with their granddaughter, and with the police, as I've just stated, and she claimed that he had rubbed herself with the penis, and he said that he told her to stop while in bed. He asked her if she wanted to rub him. And this, here we're talking about what a four-year-old person. The purpose of his requesting this reduction in sentence is his medical issues, and we would also point out the fact that one reason he's requesting this reduction is for the governor to modify his disagreement due to the public defender was from Massachusetts and was not familiar with the Arizona law. And she felt that because of his age at the time, that he was 82, he's 85 now, but at the time he was 82 at that time, and that the judge was going to reduce it, that it was going to be between 5 and 10 years, and that he was going to get a 7-year sentence, but it ended up being a 10-year sentence. He also had life probation. This is his first time coming before the Board of Executive Clemency. He's had some programming. He's had culture diversity and functional literacy. His release plan is to move to Sun City to work on a golf course there and to receive his Social Security, which would be about $1,100 per month. He's had no discipline since he has been incarcerated. This was a plea agreement. The plea agreement was for 10 years, and that's exactly what he received, was 10 years. The minimum would have been 5 years. The maximum would have been 15 years. Inasmuch as he received the presumptive sentence of 10 years, I did not see that the sentence of being excessive, and I see no other reason to for him to be passed on to phase two. But that's just my feeling, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members who might have other discussion that they would like to add and may even disagree with my conclusion.
Okay,
therefore I'm going to move that Mr. James Smith, ADC number 303313, that he not be passed to phase two. Yes, my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. This will end his hearing. Thank you so much for his participation in his hearing. And his hearing is concluded. Thank you.
Thank you.